Okay, this story goes back to the beginning of time when the people were starving, the people were arriving, coming into this land. In a time when animals and people walked and talked with each other. And Coyote was assigned the job of feeding the people. And so he called together all the animal people in one area, and they came forward, and he asked them, who will sacrifice you, yourselves, to feed man who is coming? Well, grizzly bear, Stem Stemel, he goes, well, if they're so puny and weak, let them die. And cougars, he goes, well, I eat them, why would I feed them? One by one, the animals decline. One by one, they decline. So Coyote goes down the river, and as he's going down the river, he calls together all the animal people again to see who are going to come and who will step forward. All the way down, he and his brother Fox go, and he's carrying this gigantic stick. It's his talking stick. They call it a chlup. Chlup. And wherever he went, he would slam it on the water and bring the animal people together. One by one, they all declined. So they got down to the ocean. There and at the ocean, at the mouth of the Columbia, he took his stick and he hit the water. And all the sea animals come together. And he said, I've been empowered with the job of feeding man who is coming, people who are coming. Who amongst you will come forward to sacrifice? No, they just all declined. He was despairing and he walked away, and as he was walking away, he hears this voice. And it's a small voice, and he turns around and calling from the water, Intitiat, Intitiat, the salmon people, Kasu, Hanu, Intitiat, the many types of salmon. And he said, we will sacrifice. But under conditions, the conditions being that man who is coming will learn song to show respect. Will learn ceremonies. You will have a first salmon ceremony. You will have a songs that you will sing. And then he said, the first one of us you catch, you will take it and you will remove the flesh from the bones, but you will not break the bones because you need to return those to the water. He said, so that it will help to feed our young. And so that they will know where to come back to. They will always have a home to come back to. Coyote says, okay, this all sounds good. He probably didn't say okay, but he goes, and Kikiwa, yes. Coyote is Shmeow. And generally Shmeow is not very helpful. He's like mankind. So for him to take on this task was much greater than he thought. So Coyote starts leading the salmon. And everywhere he comes to, the dalles at Celilo, there's a big dam there. And the giant beaver, Skolau, is blocking it. So Coyote asks him to please remove the dam so that the salmon people can go to feed man who is coming. And they refuse. And in his anger, he smashes the dam and grabs one of them and says, from this day on, Skolau, man who is coming, he will prize your fur. He will prize your tail for food. And he said, but you will be first food for man who is coming. And then he shrunk them and threw them away to be rodents. All the way up, he encounters more dams, another one at Rock Island. Giant otter is there. And so he makes a request there, and they decline. So he does the same thing. He shatters Rock Island and sets the salmon free. He goes up to the Wenatchee, and there in the Wenatchee, he encounters three, I guess you would call them witches. And he tells them to remove the dam. They have no intention. They said, and we're powerful witches, Shmeow, and you're not going to outsmart us, and you're not going to outbest us. And then they left, leaving one of them there. Went up the river to gather food they did every day. And while he's gone, he hears a voice, and it's Hamish Hamish, morning dove, and Pulaya, the mole, the gopher. And they said, okay, they always go up to gather food, so let's do this. And so they go up river, and they use their power, those two, and they make a little boat made out of tules, and they zapped Coyote, and he became a baby, and they stuck him in it and floated him down. And as it reached the dam, Loon, Powakwut spear nose. She goes, oh my, we've gotten a gift from the creator, our what we've always wanted and couldn't have, a baby. And so she's all excited, and her sisters return. And when they return, she says, look what I've got. And she shows her sisters, and they're all happy. The creator has gifted them this baby. And the next day, they're going, okay, we have to get food for our baby too now. How are we going to do that and still watch the dam? And Hamishamish, Morning Dove, she says, we'll look after it. So Hamishamish and Palaya, they come together and they start watching the dam. Then Coyote turns back into full-blown Shmi'au. And he takes his club and he shatters the dam. And the salmon all go flying through. And upriver, the three sisters discover the water dropping, dropping, dropping. They're mad because who's done this? Our water is dropping. Our lake is dropping. So they come flying back down just mad. And there a coyote confronts them and tells them, I gave you the chance to help. But since you did not help, Powakwut, spear nose. And he took a choker and he throws the choker around her neck. And he says, from this day on, he said, you will wear this choker to show your deceit, to show your hatred. And every time you take a fish that's too large, you'll choke. That choker will choke you. And he speckled her back and he said, from this day on, man who is coming who will know you for your treachery. Then he comes to the next bird. It's Mud Hen. And he tells Mud Hen, you, Coot, Wawak. He said, you will live on the mud from the bottoms of the stream. Anna, Anna, Anna. Why? And he turns loose loon to go. Then he took one other one, Hook Nose, he called her. And he grabs her and says, you, Shag Cormorant. He says, you for your treachery, he said. And he speckled her back to become Shag. And he grabbed her by her nose and twisted the beak. So you'll never be able to catch large fish. You'll only be able to eat little fish. Now go. And so they swum off. And there, then they, at Peshastan Pinnacles, the salmon start rising and singing. And man who was there witnessed the song and learned to sing. Salmon gave people voice, gave them ceremony, gave them first food. And Coyote's job was done. So that is the story how Coyote brought salmon and how the Peshastan Pinnacles came about.